This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Climate Prediction Center is calling for an El Nino weather pattern to continue through spring and summer this year, but state climatologist Nick Bond says it's not likely to be a very strong El Nino.
The official forecast from the Climate Prediction Center for the three-month period of March through May has this above normal temperatures and extending into the summer. That's not a certainty, but the evidence is on that side, and that would be indeed consistent with what we've seen in past El Ninos, with the recognition that this is a weak one and the atmosphere has kind of been thumbing its nose at it all along anyway.
And Bond says the El Nino's warmer and drier weather pattern should carry through the months ahead.
There's not much of an indication for precipitation one way or another, but that warmth, in part because, you know, climate trends and that sort of thing, is liable to persist through the summer.
But what could an El Nino mean for the growers?
For some agricultural interests, that could be really good. If you've got enough water, maybe you get another crop of alfalfa out of your fields, or you get early ripening fruit and so forth. And so as long as we don't have temperatures that are too hot, I think it's going to be a good year ahead.
On top of that, thanks to the recent snows across the state, Bond says the snowpack in the mountains is looking good. For now.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.